into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you would like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us at freetalklive.com, where you actually get to control the content of the website. Go there and submit things to it. You find something online that you want to share with the other listeners of the show and with the hosts. Submit it as show prep. It appears on the front page. Once it receives enough votes, you can go there and vote up and down if you would like on the various things that are already there, or submit something for yourself. Go to freetalklive.com to do that. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. CNET's Declan McCullough will be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum in February 21st through the 24th. We've talked, obviously, a lot about the Free State Project on this program. And the three of us have been, I believe, attending all of the Liberty Forums. I think that we've all been to every single one of them for the last several years.
There was the one that you had to go to the Talkers Magazine thing on, but you still showed up
at the end. Yeah, for the last night. But yeah, Free Talk Live has been there, and we will be there again this year, so I'm excited. We've been now for, this is, I believe, going to be the sixth or the fifth. It will be the fifth one in 6 years, because there was one year where some tragic mishap occurred, and it didn't end up happening. So it's been back now for a couple years, and I'm excited because Declan McCullough is a great journalist. I mean, he's somebody that we've been reading his articles on the air here for a number of years. He attended one year at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, and I guess wrote something about it, but this year he'll actually be speaking. Anyway, over at CNET.com, which is where he's writing these days, he talks about how apparently the police have gone to Congress and have demanded logs of your text messages. AT&T, Verizon Wireless, Sprint, and other wireless providers would be required to record and store information about Americans' private text messages for at least 2 years, according to a proposal that police have submitted to the U.S. Congress. Now, I have to say, this came as a surprise to me. I figured they already were. I mean, really, just so you know, your text messages are not private. They are subject to being subpoenaed. I just didn't realize there was any. I imagine each company has their own amount of time that they will hold your text messages for. I don't know what that is with each company, but I was operating under the presumption that they could already go back in time and retrieve your text messages.
Yeah, if you're not using PGP or some kind of system to scramble your messaging. Some, yes.
You do, okay.
See, I'm not very good at it, Johnson. I've got to say, it's a struggle for me every time somebody wants to communicate with me via PGP. Mm-hmm. I have to kind of relearn how to add them through email, but I can do it.
I'm just wondering because I don't. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who are, you know, geeky enough to encrypt their messages, and I've never bothered. I also don't really have any communications really to that I have secrets to hide in
but
terms
that's the
of
kind
my
of the
communication.
Point for me.
But I would like to to a certain extent I would like to get to the point where I encrypt basically all of my communications with friends, with personal friends. It's like, okay, we're talking. If I'm going to talk to you, it's going to be on an encrypted channel.
I'm willing to do it. I don't do it on the email because no one's ever really asked me to do it. That's what you use PGP with, right, Mark, is email. Mm-hmm. But I have had a couple of people ask me about text message encryption, and I'm willing to jump through the hoops if that's what my friend would like to do. I mean, I'm not... I'm not a violent person. I'm not a violent activist. I oppose and abhor violence. So I'm not, promoting or planning those things through PGP or through any kind of encryption. I'm certainly not selling drugs through PGP or encryption. So, like, to me, I don't really care if they monitor and find out I'm going to be at the Bearcats, the Bearcats ceremony that they're having here in Keene on Saturday morning, because I don't care if they find out what I'm going to be doing as far as activism is concerned. But if somebody else cares, I'll go along with it. I'll go encrypted.
I should spell out PGP stands for Pretty Good Privacy.
Thank you.
Which is an encryption protocol to just scramble what you're saying.
I think I have GNU GP or something like that. But
and that works with Gmail?
No, it actually works on Thunderbird.
You have to get your Gmail logins to go into the Thunderbird?
So it comes through my Gmail, right?
I got it.
Thunderbird's just an email client, just like Outlook is, and you know it has plugins.
But my friend who wanted to do it, he was a political prisoner,
mm-hmm.
and it was. I mean, I can totally understand why he considers innocuous communications to be a problem. He went to jail for something that was ridiculous, and it's all because of his political opinions and a political race.
Is this one of our sponsors you're talking
against
about?
Against someone he was running against somebody, and then their son didn't like what he had to say in a debate, and
really?
Basically went after him and locked him up.
Wow.
And it was all over, you know, like rodent
because of political
traps.
Office? He was running for political office?
He was running for political office.
Interesting.
California.
Hmm. Wow, I didn't even know about that. That's interesting.
It's a crazy story.
So they want your text messages. According to CNET, they've learned a constellation of law enforcement groups has asked the U.S. Senate to require that wireless companies retain that information, warning that the lack of a current federal requirement can hinder law enforcement investigations. They want an SMS retention requirement to be considered during congressional discussions over an update of a 1986 privacy law for the cloud computing era, a move that could complicate debate over the measure and erode support for it among civil libertarians. As the popularity of text messages has exploded in recent years, so has their use in criminal investigations and civil lawsuits. They have been introduced as evidence in armed robbery, cocaine distribution, and wire fraud prosecutions. In one 2009 case in Michigan, a wireless provider, Skytel, turned over the contents of 626,638 SMS messages, a figure described by a federal judge as staggering.
Yeah.
Chuck DeWitt, a spokesperson for the Major Cities Chiefs Police Association, which represents the 63 largest U.S. police forces, including New York, L.A., etc., said all such records should be retained for 2 years. Some providers, like Verizon, retain the contents of SMS messages for a brief period of time, while others, like T-Mobile, do not store them at all. That's interesting.
Hmm.
Along with the police association, other law enforcement groups making the request to the Senate include the National District Attorneys Association, National Sheriffs Association, and the Association of State Criminal Investigative Agencies. So with all that pressure from the police, you can damn well better believe this is going to probably sail right on through. I mean, the government guys, these elected politicians, they give heavy weight to what the police want. As we saw with the Bearcat debacle here in Keene, it didn't matter that 80% of the phone calls to the so-called city councilors here, that one city councilor told me 80 to 90% of the calls that she got and the contacts and the emails that she had got, that she had received, were against this militaristic tank vehicle that the police department wanted to get. But the majority of the city councilors voted for it anyway.
They wanted to have a tank.
Well, they wanted what the police wanted,
sure.
Not what the people in the community wanted. And that's going to be the same story at Congress when they're finally looking at voting on what the police want here, which is the retention of text messages for at least 2 years.
I think it bears mentioning, though, that it wouldn't really matter to anybody if the police wanted these things retained, if they were going to be used to hunt down child kidnappers and murderers and
sure.
things like that.
They won't be. They'll be used to hunt down drug dealers and other peaceful people.
You know the type of protest where you know, people wear fur, and then you know these PETA activists run up and throw blood on them. You know, which I don't agree with that. I don't agree that anybody's personal property should be destroyed. But
sure.
in the case of the Bearcat, I just have this personal fantasy that I would love to see. You know, they bring out the Bearcat on parade, and just a bunch of people run up and just throw pink paint on it.
Oh yeah,
just turn the entire Bearcat pink. Because really, that's
he'd likely
what it's
be
all
arrested
about.
And yeah, charged with some sort of crime, disorderly conduct,
property,
yeah,
or whatever.
That, yeah.
You know, it's. I mean, because it's really about intimidation. It would just be hilarious to see the Bearcat be like pink and have polka dots and sparkles and glitter and rainbows. And
well, the chief of police here in Keene was on the radio.
You
last
could glitter bomb it without any problem. You probably wouldn't go to jail for glitter bombing it.
Last Saturday morning, he was on there and refused the offer of painting it pink in support of breast cancer. So apparently, he opposes breast cancer research because he refused. That idea.
That's because they want to scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Right. It's look, olive green, apparently.
The police officers.
Like the military.
You know, the police have gotten, all their uniforms have gotten darker and darker over time.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be intimidating. They've got these dark glasses that they wear. They wear their
right.
stormtrooper helmets. They do the whole deal.
Dark glasses help disconnect their humanity. That way you can't see their eyes, look into their eyes, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about your privacy through texting. Apparently, if the police get their way, you'll be logged for at least 2 years. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Talking about the legal aspects of texting right now. The cops want to crack down. They want to force all of the companies to retain text messages. for at least 2 years. We can continue that discussion and then get to the more social aspects of text messaging, or rather the lack of social aspect to text messaging. We'll continue that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE if you would like to get your thoughts on the air.
You know, we actually sent out our little presents to folks that are involved in Free Talk Live, some consultants and stuff like that. And
our board ops at GCN.
Board ops at GCN. Hello, guys. And it was candy from statelesssweets.com.
That's right.
And it's all handmade confections over there. You know, they're delicious stuff. The honey salted caramels, the chocolate covered pistachio brittle, English toffee. Fudge, that's a good one. What was the other one you said you really enjoyed?
I like the cinnamon caramel
chews. The cinnamon caramel chews are really good, too. And so we sent all these out, got a couple of responses. Of course, the board ops were nice enough to say thank you. The our PR consultant, she said it was retarded good. So I got to say, everyone agrees.
It's going to be very conspicuous when you send somebody some stateless sweets.
Yeah, it's, you know, it ruins you for regular candy.
Mm.
I mean, that's just the end of the story. This stuff is so good, it's better than candy.
Yeah.
Go to statelesssweets.com. You need this for your holiday parties. You know, whoever in your family's got a sweet tooth, if it's you, you'll thank us. Use coupon code FTL, and you can save 10%.
What?
10%. Statelesssweets.com.
How long is it good for? Till further notice?
I guess it's for the Christmas holiday.
Okay.
Always use coupon code FTL, whatever you have an opportunity.
So that's great, man. Good stuff. And handmade, you know, handcrafted. And that's the difference.
It's all
between,
natural ingredients, too.
You know, it's not coming off an assembly line.
Yep.
It's made with love.
I can't stress enough how good these are.
All right, statelesssweets.com. 855-450-FREE. The proposal from various different police agencies coming to Congress is they want 2 years' worth, at least 2 years' worth of SMS text messages to be held at the various different companies' headquarters and such. According to the story over at CNET.com, a shocking number or a shocking amount of companies actually do not retain texts. We'll tell you some more at companies and what their policies are here in a moment. But they're referring to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Apparently, the issue is not yet addressed in the current proposal before the committee. This is according to the police groups. And it will become an even more important proposal in the future. They are approving sweeping amendments to the Electronic Communications Privacy Act last week. Unlike earlier drafts, the latest one veers in a very privacy-protective direction by requiring police to obtain a warrant to read the contents of email messages. The SMS push by law enforcement appears to be a way to make sure it includes one of their priorities, too. It wasn't immediately clear whether the law enforcement proposal is to store the contents of SMS messages or only the metadata, such as the sender and receiver phone numbers associated with the messages. I would imagine it's the former and not the latter. These guys want as much data and as much information as they possibly get. Either way, it's a heap of data. Forrester Research reports that more than two.
By the way, this is another one of these unfunded mandates. I don't care what the government requires from the private sector. If one government agency tells another government agency they've got to do something, there's going to be a big hullabaloo about an unfunded mandate. But how much money is the government going to be giving these companies to store the data?
To store all the data? Yeah, because we're talking about two. Now, it is just text.
So what?
And text isn't exactly the heaviest data load out
T-Mobile
there. It's not
is removing them for a reason.
It's not video. You're right. I mean, it must count to something. But
of course, it's SMS, and they probably want all the data from the SMS too. Which
that's what we're talking about here.
Right.
SMS.
So, yeah. So they probably, if you're sending somebody a video via SMS.
Oh, you mean the MMS service where there's video.
Yeah. Sorry.
Or pictures.
Yeah. MMS. Yeah. If they're attaching things, they probably want that too.
That could be true. Well, guess what? How many SMS messages were sent in the U.S. last year? I already gave you the two number. Now, how many?
Two trillion.
2 trillion. You're right. 2 trillion SMS messages last year. Over 6 billion SMS messages are sent per day.
God.
How much data is that?
I don't know, but it's a lot.
The current policies of wireless providers have been highlighted in some recent cases during a criminal prosecution of a man suspected of murdering a six-year-old. For example, police in Cranston, Rhode Island, tried to obtain copies of a customer's text messages from T-Mobile and Verizon. Superior Court Judge Judith Savage said that although she was not unfamiliar with cell phones and text messaging, she was stunned to learn that providers had such different policies. While the SMS retention proposal opens a new front in Capitol Hill politicking over surveillance, the principle of mandatory data retention is hardly new. The Justice Department has publicly called for new laws requiring ISPs to record data about their customers, and a House of Representatives panel. Now, that's a lot of data, by the way, you know, as far as where your customers are surfing, what sort of information they're putting out there, or what they're requesting. That's a lot of data. And a House of Representatives panel approved such a requirement last summer. According to the ACLU, their legislative council says we would oppose any mandatory data retention mandate as part of the ECPA reform. The proposal is a different kettle of fish. It doesn't belong in this discussion, he says. An internal Justice Department document that the ACLU obtained through the Freedom of Information Act shows that as of 2010, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint did not store the contents of text messages. Now, that doesn't mean they may not store, you know, to whom they were sent or mm-hmm. from whom, but it doesn't store the contents. Verizon did for up to 5 days, a change from its earlier no logs at all position, and Virgin Mobile kept them for 90 days. The carriers generally kept metadata, such as the phone numbers associated with the text, for 90 days to 18 months, and that makes sense because they need to have that information for billing purposes, sure. I would think. And AT&T was an outlier, keeping it for as long as 7 years, wow. according to the chart.
The metadata.
The metadata, exactly. So a review of court cases by CNET suggests the Justice Department document is out of date. While Sprint is listed as not storing text message contents, the judge in Rhode Island noted the company turned over preserved text messages. And in an unrelated Connecticut case last year, a state judge noted that Sprint provided law enforcement with text messages involving the phone numbers. So apparently that's, you know, again, they said in 2010 Sprint didn't keep any of that information, but apparently now they are.
I just feel morally worse and worse the longer I have an iPhone with AT&T.
Why is that?
Just because I feel like Apple and AT&T are both just such despicable companies.
Because they limit, it used to be limited. You could only get it through AT&T, right?
Well,
the iPhone?
Yeah. And it's just that, well, it's just because Apple has just these atrocious human rights reputation for what it does with its manufacturing of their devices. And then...
Do you really think that it's any different for the manufacturer of the Android, or is it just that people focus on Apple?
I think that it's probably somewhat different. I think that the specific factories that Apple were using were pretty bad.
Okay.
I don't think that it's hugely significant. You know, the differences are probably still the conditions for manufacturing. These other devices are probably similar.
Well, there are several manufacturers of Android, just to be clear. Android's right. just the operating system.
I'm just saying, is it really any different? You know, is it any different for Samsung than it is for Apple?
I'm sure a lot of them are manufactured at Foxconn. I mean, Foxconn is a huge, huge factory. I mean, it's just, you know, they make a lot. And they're the factory, you know, where workers are just throwing themselves off the building on a daily basis. But AT&T also, in combination, is just bad, too, because it's just they're constantly cooperating with the government. And they just go out of their way to cooperate with the government, too. It's like, hey, maybe you want to take this data, too. It might be a good idea, right? Now they kind of offer it.
Coming up, more about your privacy or the lack thereof when using your cell phone, 855-450-FREE, plus the social aspect of text messaging. We'll dig into that as well. You can take control and share your experience, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we'd like you to. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And your $5 a month can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. Thank you. Oh, sorry about that, Mark. You were chit-chatting before we came back from break there. Go ahead.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial, but you didn't want to spend the money for an attorney? Well, howtowinincourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It teaches you how to use the court's rules, and unless you know the court's rules, you're not going to win. That's because everybody else in there knows the rules, and they don't want you to win. So it works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's the new and improved jurisdictionary course, if you've heard us talk about that in the past. It's a great new update to the jurisdictionary course. HowToWinInCourt.com. It's written so the average eighth grader could learn it over a weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. You go there, use the free tools, buy the course. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. When you complete the course, you get a degree of Juris Doctor. You'll be a JD once you're done. HowToWinInCourt.com.
We're talking about texts, and the legal aspect of them is that apparently the police would like your phone company to retain your text messages for at least 2 years, and they're looking to lobby Congress to make that happen. But interestingly, a number of companies apparently don't retain your text messages. There was a Justice Department study that suggested that back in 2010, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint did not store the contents of text messages. However, a review of court cases by CNET suggests that Sprint is now storing text messages, and an email from a detective in the Baltimore County Police Department leaked by Antisec and reproduced in a Wired article last year says that Verizon keeps text message content on their servers for 3 to 5 days, and Sprint stores their text message content going back 12 days, Nextel for 7 days, AT&T and Singular.
Sprint and Nextel are the same company.
Oh, there's subdivisions of...
Indeed.
AT&T and Singular do not preserve content at all. And U.S. Cellular is 3 to 5 days. Boost Mobile is 7 days. So this would be a question worth asking your cell phone provider, because, you know, what we're relying on here is police investigation to determine what, you know, the current policies are. They can change their policies at any time. So, you know, next time you're on the phone with your cell phone provider, it wouldn't hurt to ask them the question, you know, how long do you store those text messages?
Think they know?
I don't know. Wouldn't hurt to ask, though. Somebody's got to know. Sprint and Verizon referred calls last week to the Wireless Association, which declined comment, and the Justice Department also declined comment. T-Mobile and AT&T also did not comment. And then according to, let's see, U.S. Cellular, they did respond. Due to the volume of text messages sent by our customers every day, text messages are stored for approximately 3 to 5 days. The content of text messages can only be disclosed subject to a lawful request. And then they go on to say that they do obey when the police ask them for text message information.
Lawful request and ask.
Right. Law enforcement, it doesn't say warrant. It just says lawful request, which could mean a note coming from the police departments. You know, put something on right. Police header, send it to the wireless company. They'll likely give you the information you're looking for. Over the past 5 years, U.S. Cellular has received more than 103,000 requests in the form of subpoenas, court orders, search warrants, and letters regarding customers' phone accounts and usage. Can you imagine the compliance costs that these people are paying? I mean, 103,000 requests in just the last 5 years. That's a lot of requests.
I can't imagine the compliance costs, and I'm... You know, that's the problem here is that they are, you know, among all the other problems, that this is an unfunded mandate. Why should we have to supply you with this?
Because the government owns you and they could hurt you if you don't do what they say.
That's the reason.
So one more comment here from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. This is from Hani Fakhouri, their staff attorney. He's skeptical. He says these data retention policies serve one purpose, to require companies to keep databases on their customers so law enforcement can fish for evidence. And this would seem to be done against the wishes of the providers, presumably since some of the providers don't keep SMS messages at all. Continue on the texting topic here, get into the social aspect of it. But first, Lauren's on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Lauren.
Yes. how are you guys doing over there?
We're doing a radio show. Everything's well. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I just want to tell you guys, talk about Syria for a second.
What is it?
I don't
Syria.
Know if you guys know this or not, but we're moving missiles over there to Turkey right now on the border to Syria. So we are prepping for a war.
You're moving a missile?
No, stop it.
Yeah, missiles.
But you said we're moving them. We're sitting in a studio at the moment. I don't know about you, Lauren.
You know what I mean. Come on.
Oh, you mean the U.S. federal government?
You know what I mean, Ian. Why do you always have to be like this? Huh?
Yeah,
because it's incorrect to say that we're doing those things.
It's important to him that he's that it's separated, that we're, you know, that we separate ourselves from the actions of the federal government. But now, what do you think the... I mean, it's not like the United States hasn't moved stuff around before. You know, there's going to be troops in Yemen and troops in Libya, too. The president has just advised Congress of this. What makes you think that it's going to be Syria that they get involved with?
Well, Mark, I think Syria is going to be the big one. If we go into Syria...
It will be a big one.
Syria, hello?
Yeah, it'll be a big one. If the United States gets involved, China and Russia aren't going to like that much, and that's why I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, we're not. It's not like we're doing it just for show. I mean, the federal government, rather, is doing it just for show.
Mm-hmm.
They're very serious, and I'm just afraid. I really am. And
what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of a nuclear war because I don't think we're going to have another war of proxy in this world.
Well, what can you do about it?
Vietnam.
What can you do about it? What can you do about it? You said you're afraid.
This government.
Oh, you're back on this kick again, huh? How are you going to do that, Lauren?
what do you think the bigger risk is?
Wait. The government. I mean, that's the answer.
I have to ask you a question here. I have to ask you a question about the. What do you think the bigger risk is? You taking an AK-47 and making a run at the White House of you getting physically injured, or you dying in a nuclear explosion? What do you think the bigger risk factor is there? Just probability.
Well, I mean, if you take an AK-47 and run at the White House, I mean, you're going to automatically die. I mean,
so what do you want to see happen? What kind of revolution do you have in mind?
So you want other people to overthrow the government for you. Is that what you're saying?
That'd be convenient.
Listen, I know what I can do. And I know I can, you know, there's ways of doing things without getting yourself killed. You know, you can sit behind a high-powered rifle or get a pen and write stories.
Because the government isn't trained for that.
What are you going to... Look, I get it, man. The government sucks. They hurt peaceful people. They terrorize the innocent around the world. And that's frustrating. And it's scary. And I understand that when people are afraid, they tend to want to lash out. If you feel cornered, you know, cornered animal is something that can be quite dangerous. And I understand the desire to lash out. I get it. I used to be there. I used to have those thoughts. I used to think about that stuff about, you know, well, I'm going to take them out with me, or I'm not going down without going. The guns ablazing. I used to have those.
Cold, dead fingers.
Ridiculous fantasies. And then I came to realize that if I actually do want to achieve peace, and I think that's pretty important, that I must do it through peaceful means, that you cannot get to peace through violence. And you don't have to really think about the scenarios too hard to realize that they're all going to end up in your you perishing, whether it's you behind the gun.
That's okay with me.
You don't want peace? Well, you know, sorry to hear about that. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. If that's what you want, you got plenty of fighting out there, plenty of war. There's plenty of non-peace going on right now.
Die by the sword? Die by the sword.
There you go. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAAC06320 and FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
And Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you on our website. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've also got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, which features dozens of lady listeners of the show who have proven that they listen to the program via validation. You can learn what that's all about, see the Shrine for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. We've been talking texting, and according to the numbers, 2 trillion texts were sent in the United States in the last year.
Can I interject something about the Shrine real quick?
Sure.
So, a long time ago, we set up an option on the Shrine, and I just want to put a call out to the ladies out there. We set up an option in the Shrine to allow people to send in videos.
That's right.
And be video Shrine. Now, I know the Shrine has not had a lot of traffic recently.
It gets a lot of viewing traffic. It has had a lot of entries.
Right. And so, you know, the thought that I'm so disappointed. I really thought that would be more popular because they can actually speak and say things and, you know, make a video.
There's been a few.
There's been like 2, right?
No, I would say a handful. There was some that Taryn Lupo was putting together for us.
Right. That was Taryn Lupo's sort of impetus. I mean, now with cell phone videos and everything, I totally think that more ladies out there could just take a video of themselves. And
it's easier to take a picture, I guess.
Yeah. It's not, though.
I think it is. It takes less time to take a picture.
Sure, it takes less time. But, I mean, I think for a lot of ladies, you know, they have to set it up. And
so you're imploring the ladies to send videos?
I just think it's a better idea. You can send video and you can actually speak. You know, I think that's a good thing.
Well, I appreciate anybody who submits to their photo or video to the Shrine of Female Listeners. It is not as popular a page as it once was on the site, and I have a feeling that's because the site is now more interactive on the front. You know, it used to be...
I think it'd be more popular if there were videos.
Maybe so. Three years ago, the site did not have the, you know, you submit content factor to it. It was just like a site where we told you what was important kind of site, like the olden days. And so then, on, you know, with that site, the Shrine was more popular. Now, the front page and the upcoming stories queue, the actual feature, the main feature of the site being the submitted content from our listeners is definitely the more popular portion of the site. But anyway, shrine.freetalklive.com. So, texting. We've been talking about the legal aspect of texting, but what about the social aspects of texting? Or as some are suggesting, some sciencey types are suggesting that it's actually antisocial. They're suggesting our mobile phones are eroding personal relationships. Mm. According to the Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk, young people's attachment to their mobile phones is eroding their personal relationships, according to a new study. The claim comes
by a parent who doesn't like texting.
The claim comes after research revealed that young adults, in addition to sending over 100 texts, check their mobile up to 60 times per day. Experts behind a new study have said now that compulsively checking a mobile phone is an addiction similar to compulsive spending or credit card misuse.
I wouldn't disagree with that statement.
I don't know if it quite is as dangerous to one's personal well-being.
Well, I mean, just because it's because it doesn't have the same consequences doesn't mean that it's not
right.
Yeah,
I guess it would be the difference between having a caffeine addiction and a crack addiction.
Right.
Let's just say that.
But they're both addictions.
They said their research showed mobile and instant messaging addictions are driven by materialism and impulsiveness, which also plays a role in behavioral and substance addictions. Dr. James Roberts of Baylor's Hankamer School of Business said it was important for students who spend up to 7 hours a day interacting with communication technology to recognize when their behavior is becoming a problem. So it used to be television that people were interacting or, I guess, sitting in front of for hours per day. Right. Now it's the mobile phone.
Right, but there's so much more antisocial talking to their friends all day long.
It's certainly more
social. As
opposed
to sitting in front of a TV watching nothing.
Right. It's certainly more social than television, so it's a step in the right direction. However, who has not been in a room? Who in the younger... I know this probably doesn't affect people over the age of 55, but who in a younger demographic has not been in a room of coworkers or friends and noticed that everyone's on their phone?
Texting and not talking to each other?
Yeah. I mean, have you guys been in that situation before?
Sure.
Right. And that's one of those moments where I'll say something and be like, phone party, just to bring people's attention to what exactly they're doing. Because, you know, I think that it is less than human contact. You know,
right.
You don't have voice. You don't have the inflections of the voice. You don't have the eye contact.
I'm no fan of texting.
Yeah.
I like texting for certain circumstances, but it's pretty rare that it's not common that I send one.
I kind of almost don't want to bring this anecdote up because, it could be a commentary on me. But, have either of you ever gone out with someone and had that person like just be staring at their phone because they're one of these phone addicts?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'm that boring. I mean, it could be a commentary on me. I'm not sure. You know, maybe I am. But
no, it's probably more about them.
Yeah. It's just it's really weird when you do that. If you're one of these people that you're going out to go out with a friend and then sitting there on your phone constantly.
Yeah.
That's just strange. I mean, I get maybe checking it once, and then you do the, like, oh, let me do this one, once an hour or something. You just look at everything that's there. But when you're actively engaging in conversations and text messaging with other people,
yeah,
that's just weird.
No, that's rude, is not what that is.
It's the equivalent of getting out a cell phone at a table full of people and just yakking into it right in front of everybody.
Right. What it says is that, I mean, if you're out on a date, what you're doing is you're being, sort of introducing yourself to this new person.
I've never had that. I've had it happen with friends. I've never had it happen on a date. I would be out of there so fast.
Right. It's got to go.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, when you're, especially in a sort of a new relationship, whether it's a date or whatever the reason is, that person needs, you need to fortify that relationship if you want it to go anywhere. If you want to be with the other people you're texting, that's the time to be with them, then that's fine. Now, if it's a friend that you've known for a long time and you both have this agreement that we'll text and do our thing in front of each other, then, or it's unspoken, whatever the situation is, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about a new relationship, business, personal, whatever that relationship might be, it's disastrous to do this.
If it's somebody that I know, I'll make some sort of statement like, if I'm feeling like it, I'll say something like, oh, I'll wait. If I was talking and then all of a sudden somebody gets on the phone just to bring their attention to the fact that I noticed, hey,
right.
because I know how I am. I mean, I sit in the, and I'm not saying that I'm better or you know, that I'm any different from anyone else. And maybe some people are better with their attention spans than I am. But frequently, you know, sometimes Mark, I'll see you tip tapping away on your laptop during the show, and I'll, you know, I'll say something to you about it. You know, hey man, do you really need to send that email during the show segments? Can't you wait to, you know, till the breaks? And similarly, if I'm over here on, you know, tapping away to the board operator on the instant messenger program, because sometimes we have to communicate about things during the show, I know I'm not giving you my full attention. I mean, if you guys are having a conversation about something, if you and Johnson are talking, and that gives me the chance to turn away, I mean, for the show, it's fine because there's something going on the air, but I'll go back. If I listen to a show, I'll pick up things I didn't pick up because I was doing something at that moment. Like, for me, it's a different show to listen to versus to actually sit here and perform, because I know I'm not giving my full attention if I'm distracted.
Imagine how weird it's going to be when we get to the point of where we can type without speaking or typing physically.
Type without speaking? You mean like through the brain?
Yes, because those devices exist now. They already exist. They're not science fiction.
Yep.
You can actually type a message by thinking that message now. There are devices that allow this to happen.
What you'd have to do is make sure it didn't send the message without, like, double or triple confirmation.
Right,
because the last thing you want to do is type what you're thinking and then have it hit send without you really thinking
I think you have to really consciously, like, think the word and visualize the word. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it works, is by the visual cortex. You actually have to picture the word in your mind.
Interesting.
To type it. And so suppose this gets better. I mean, right now it's not very fast from my understanding.
Yeah.
But suppose that technology gets better. And
it's going to have to.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I have sent text messages while driving. Now, and let me say, I was not actually
texting.
Consider
that a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. But I was not actually texting. I was not actually typing. I use voice to, you know, speech recognition.
Right.
Which is fine. You know, that's acceptable.
Works pretty well.
I can continue looking at the road and, you know, and send a message if necessary by using the speech recognition. However, I could definitely say that my attention, if I were trying to have a conversation with someone else as well, or if, you know, if I'm typing and talking to someone and doing that, you know, typing, you know, sending text messages while having a conversation, definitely your concentration is not entirely there. So imagine what's going to happen when we get to the point of where people can be sending these text messages without actually. You don't know that they're doing it, you know, if they're able to, you know, type surreptitiously, you know, or send a text message. So they'll just appear to be staring off into space. This is what we get to look forward to. Then I'm going to definitely feel old. At that point, I will feel old when people are, like, just kind of, like, drooling and just staring off. And they're, you know, talking to their friends. And really, it just looks like they're just zombies.
If you want to tell us about your texting habits, maybe you're an addict, hopeless. People have brought it to your attention. You can't stop. Every meeting you're in, you find yourself on your phone. You can't pay attention to your dinner partners. 855-450-FREE, or you're sitting on the other side of the table. You've had these experiences. You want to share those with us.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.